Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women sets man on fire down under. Well, let's go, right? Yes, you like this little cute little cat? It says, racist cat in a hat. Share him to be super racist. Point being that even a racist thing could be so cute and lovable, just like me. I don't know, is it racist because I call him like I see them? I don't know, people don't like him when it's too real, right? But that's too bad, you know, I like to raw dog you. I don't like using condoms, so that's how you get. You get a full dose of Gonzo. Oh, anyways, let's go to what I'm really talking about. Yes, I'm not gonna be racist, but I might be sexist. It says, 24-year-old Australian woman sets friend on fire for making misogynistic remark. Report. Ooh, I don't know. Just because a guy said something sexist doesn't account for you to send him on fire. Oh, yeah. In the bottom right here, where it has that dude fighting that kangaroo. I put that there because it was New York Post bullshit they were advertising. So I went, fuck y'all. And I covered it with a cool kangaroo boxing a dude. So, yeah. An Australian woman allegedly lit her longtime friend on fire because he made a misogynistic remark during a wild night of partying, a court heard earlier this month. What the fuck? And this is your friend and you set him on fire? Imagine what would you do if this guy was your enemy? Holy shit. Yeah, wasn't Australia originally a penal colony? Fucking A, man. Thug life, right? Yeah, motherfucker. Don't talk shit. I want to set your ass on fire. Don't blame me. Blame society. Yeah, look at her face, man. This chick has a fucking crazy look at her. What is it? The thousand cocks there or some shit? Fucking A, man. Yeah, who in right mind will set someone on fire? Only a woman, because women could do nothing wrong, right? But us guys, we barely fart and they wanna destroy you. Case in point, right? Fuck. Corby Jean Walpool, 24, pleaded guilty in Ann Arbor District Court to the arson attack on Jake Loader. Fuck, she did load her shit on him, didn't she? 23, saying she felt overwhelmed. Oh, okay, that's why you set him on fire? By his antagonistic behavior throughout the night before she was finally set off by a sexist remark he made during a house party in New South Wales last year, according to the Australian Broadcast Corporation. Okay, just because like I was talking shit to her, she couldn't handle her feelings, so she set the dude on fire? Oh, okay, yeah, that really justifies her fucking actions. What the fuck, man, that's stupid. What the fuck's wrong with this chick? Does she have a boyfriend? Does she have a father? What made her think that this is acceptable? What the hell's wrong with her? You're stupid. And yes, you know what? I bet most women have this kind of mentality where they could do whatever the hell they want and they can do nothing wrong. Especially to men, because men are expendable, right? Loader told Walpool she could stay in the kitchen making scones if she couldn't handle drinking with the boys, which sent the 24-year-old into a rage, the court heard according to the outlet. She grabbed a gallon of gasoline from the garage and doused Loader with the flammable substance, waving a lighter at him threateningly, the publication reported. Yes, this fucking chick thought she could do that shit and it was acceptable. You know what, this dude is right. This bitch can't handle her drink. Maybe she should go in the kitchen and make some food. What a dumb bitch. What made her think just because the guy said that he deserves to be set on fire? What the fuck's wrong with her? You're stupid. And yet they have women here in positions of power. Yes, they're gonna become doctors, lawyers, presidents. Yes, remember we almost had a woman president from Camelot? Yeah, you want that bitch to be your president? No! But yet, they have women do whatever the hell they want. And whose fault is it? It's us men because we're thirsty fucks. Yeah, so, this is what happens when you let weak fucking people do whatever the fuck they want. Just saying. Go on, do it, Loader yelled at his friend, who was drunk and had consumed cocaine, she confessed. Oh yeah, it came out of her mouth. Now hopefully they could give him a toxicology report. They should have, if he was in a coma for whatever, right? Or whatever the hell they did, huh? Walpole then touched him with the lighter, setting Loder ablaze according to the testimony. What a fucking bitch. Loder sustained burns to 55% of his body and had some of his sweat glands burned off. Oh yes, just because this guy made a snide remark, this chick set him on fire and he went up like a Christmas tree. Yes, it was like that one airman service dude from last year that was protesting, what was it, Gaza when it first started? Yeah, that's what this dude did. Ooh, fun times indeed. He was put in a medically induced coma for 8 days after the attack, according to a victim impact statement read in court. Yes, this chick thought because this dude said something stupid that he deserves to get set on fire. Yeah, now he's in the hospital in a coma. Ah, man, this is so fucked up. And what else has happened to him? It says he required 10 operations and spent 74 days in a burn unit at Melbourne Hospital, according to the statement. What the fuck? This chick is insane. How the hell can she justify doing this? Guess what? She can't. She's psycho. But I guess that a lot of women are like this. Just saying. Who knows? They probably had some kind of sexual tension between them. And she got mad and set him on fire. Yes, that's why you shouldn't be friends with women. Because no matter what, there's always that one underlying thing. It's sexual tension. Yes. If you're not fucking them, you shouldn't waste your time talking to them. Just saying. Don't do it. The friend cannot step outside into the sun because of the extensive epidermal damage, the statement said. Damn, man. This chick's fucked up, in my opinion. Whirlpool told the court that she had been abusing drugs and alcohol since a breakup in 2012 and regretted the heartless act. Oh, yes. 2 years after the fact, right? Jeez. Trying to blame another guy for your stupid things? Yeah. Women can't take accountability, can they, right?
No, it's not my fault. It's my boyfriend. Oh, he broke my heart, so I set this guy on fire. It's not my fault, blah, blah, blah.
Bullshit. Yeah, I'm guessing that's why your boyfriend left you, because you're a psycho. Just saying. The firebug claimed during the trial that she was pushed to the edge by Loder. No accountability, like I said. Who tried to wrestle with her and was being contingent antagonistic throughout the night, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported. Yes, and that justifies setting this dude on fire? Because she couldn't take a little grief? Come on, you can't tease somebody? But yeah, they could tease you, right? And you have to take it. Oh yeah, but you can't tell nothing to a woman. This is what happens. Yep. That's why women should be controlled. Yes, but you know, I'm stupid, right?
To this day, I feel horrible, remorseful, guilty for what I have done to Jake. Not only to Jake, but his family, his loved ones, his mutual friends, anyone who has been impacted in this entire case.
Whirlpool told the court, according to the outlet. Oh, yes, you're first saying it wasn't your fault, but yet you still feel sorry. You're trying to worm your way out of it. What a good friend you are. What a bitch.
I find it very hard to believe the injuries that were caused was from my doing.
Whirlpool said, adding,
I would do anything to go back in time.
Well, too bad. You can't do that. Sorry, too bad. Better luck next time. Well, she did plead guilty, so I guess she is taking responsibility. She did make a lot of excuses, though, but... something is something, right? Says she pleaded guilty to one charge of burning or maiming by using corrosive fluid, the ABC reported. Why is it corrosive? That's what they call it? I guess. Says Whirlpool is due back in court this month for sentencing. Oh man, I don't know what they're gonna give this chick, but it should be attempted murder in my opinion, but who knows? This is so fucked up. You see how psychotic women could be, but yet you try to get them and you try to make them into your girlfriends. Yeah, the women are just so feral right now. They're so insane. You can't do nothing with them. They're all like this. And what can you do? You have no recourse as a man, because if you hit them, guess what? You'll get arrested. Yeah. Then you leave them, and then they say you don't love them. Yeah, there's no winning with women, so you're better off just, you know, wasting the least amount of energy with them. Once they do their stupid shit, just cut them off. And don't be friends with women, either. Nothing good comes out of that shit. Just saying. I know this because I lived it. Women are either gonna be your mates, or they're nothing of you. Yeah, if they're not their family members or something like that, don't befriend them. Just don't. Unless you're gonna have sex with them, or you're gonna make them into your wife or something, it's just a waste of time. Yep, yep, yep. Yeah, women have this kind of mentality because men let them do whatever the hell they want. That's why they're doing this. But don't let them walk over you, my friend. You keep kicking ass and don't let this shit get to you. Well, you take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.